morning, KC. Welcome to Monday. It is the Rocket and Tricia Show. Today, it is Red Monday.
Woohoo! We're very excited about it. And our very own Tara, who, of course, works at KNBC, we've given it up to her to give us all the info about like parking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Except we did realize there was a bit of an incident that happened a few minutes ago when Rocket was trying to give you information about when the gates open.
All right, doors, gates open up at 2:30 this
wrong.
Morning, this afternoon.
No, 3 p.m.
3 p.m., oh, okay.
That was very aggressive. Hey, here's Tara. Now let's give an update. What time do the gates open?
2:30.
Oh, wrong!
We just can't make this up.
It wasn't even just, Rocket, I think you might be incorrect. It was wrong!
I didn't even finish 2:30. It was like 2:30. Wrong!
Wow.
I just wanted to be on top of things, and I wasn't.
Things We Can't Make Up brought to you by Briarcliff Village. Their annual holiday lighting ceremony, November 11th from 3 to 6 p.m., and it's going to benefit the Veterans Community Project. All right, so I'm going to make this family-friendly if I can. A woman of the night. Wink, wink. You know what I mean, right?
No.
In Florida, offered her services in exchange for $5 and a Beanie Baby.
A Beanie
Which Beanie Baby is the real question?
Was it the expensive one?
The dinosaur?
That's that all by itself. But then it turned out to be an undercover cop. So things just spiraled from there. A guy took his kids to a Halloween event at a mall in Nebraska last Friday and didn't understand why everybody got so upset when he dressed as a character from the heist movie The Town. Wore all black with a scary mask, duffel bag, and a realistic gun. I'm going to give that one a big red duh. A 38-year-old guy named Jeremy was at a convenience store in Wisconsin just before midnight. This happened last week. He went into their walk-in beer cooler, but he didn't realize the cooler has a lock that automatically triggers at midnight, and he got trapped in there. He was in there for several hours. So what did he do? He started drinking. That's right. When the employees found him almost 6 hours later, he'd drank one 18-ounce can of Ice House beer and three cans of some other brand, and then he'd even knocked over some other cases of it, ruining them. When they opened the door, he just took off running. So then he didn't pay for the product. So then they called the cops, and it turns out he was actually on probation and not allowed to drink alcohol. So he's going back to jail.
All right, doors, gates open up at 2:30 this afternoon.
We
can't make this up.
Whatever.
KMXV, Kansas City. We do it again.
Yeah.
The biggest hits from the biggest stars.
The chain smokers.
Lady Gaga bringing them hits.
Alessia Cara.
Transmitting live. From the heart of Westport, we are